Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanya Clark Marinelli, your host for Empowering You and Your Children, and thank you for joining us today. I'm really excited. We have Patricia on the line, a fellow soul sister. She is part of one of my masterminds that I'm involved in, so I'm really excited to get to her. But before we do, we have a couple of announcements. Guys, today, 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, your money mindset makeover free webinar training is happening. If you guys don't have the link for that, go to www.investinyourselfcourse.com and click on the Success tab, and that will bring you right to the current webinar training for today. If not, it's all over my Facebook feed. Or if you're on my mailing list, then you have it there. It's everywhere. It's easy to find. But get there, because today I'm going to be sharing with you guys how to structure your very own VIP day, okay? This I learned quite a few years back, and I'm really excited to share all these juicy nuggets with you guys. So don't miss that. If you guys are in coaching, consulting, maybe you're in self-care, maybe you're doing, you know, a lot of different types of things. If you guys want to put a VIP day together, today's the day that you show up on the free webinar training, and I'm going to show you guys step-by-step how to create it, how to make it happen, the kind of mindset that you need, that you require in order to make VIP days successful, and let's do that together. Every week, 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have free webinar training. Hold on one sec here. A free webinar training, and it's free training. You guys get to ask me questions. You know, people pay a lot of money to sign up in my program and get this information, but once a week for an hour, you guys get to ask these questions for free. My gift to you. I love interacting with you guys, and it's my favorite way of giving back, other than this radio show, mind you. And we still have 1 week with some spots available for the Empowering Kids Summer Nature Camp. So make sure you guys sign your kids up like that, because usually a week or two before the camp, we get bombarded with calls. And I want to make sure that you guys are in there. If you're on the fence, give me a call. Hop on over to the website. There's like a slideshow. There's videos. There's testimonials. You guys get to see firsthand what the camp is all about and why it's such a benefit to your children. EmpoweringKidsProgram.com, all the information there. Now, today we're having Patricia Runblade on. You can correct me after. And Patricia is joining us. She is a life empowerment mentor with a passion for all things love and life. She's the founder of Soulful Success Secrets since 2013. I've met this woman. You're going to love her. Since 2013, and she's been sharing her unique ideas and strategies for attracting your soulmate and your dream life. Well, hello. Patricia helps love-lost women who want to attract the destined love into life, resulting in greater love, abundance, and success. Love it. Can't wait to hear more. Patricia wants her soul clients and audience to enjoy the benefits of attracting soul love, new powerful positive beliefs that allow and attract increased happiness and success. Step into your essence as a high value woman. I love that. High value women. Absolutely. You know what? I'm not even going to finish reading the bio. I got to bring you on, Patricia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And oh, wow, I am so blessed to be on your show this morning, and I'm excited.
Thank you. So am I. So am I. I read through your bio. I skimmed through your bio as I was setting everything up, and I love when I get actually on the call because I'm that present. I'm just like, yeah, I want to hear about this. I love this. I know that there's a lot of women out there who are feeling like, thank goodness I showed up on the show today.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I'm excited to share.
Yeah. So the very first question I usually ask all my guests is, you've got to share with us your journey. Tell us about your journey and how you got to coaching this specific, how you got to this niche.
How I got where I am at today, right? To this point today.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been an amazing journey, and I'm totally blessed. I'm fully blessed with everything that I have in my life, and I welcome all of you to my life, and it's one that I wouldn't change for anything in the world. I've had some pretty cool and unique experiences. And it's enveloped me into layers upon layers of happiness, joy, prosperity, and so much more. I mean, every day I wake up so very grateful for what I get to have every day, for what I receive every day through blessings and miracles from divine, from family, from friends, and from my soul clients. And it's just truly amazing. But, you know, like every story, it didn't always start that way. You know, and mm-hmm. I'll give you some, like, very fine background. I'm originally from Texas. I am the only girl in a family of men. I have five older brothers. I'm from a very traditional Hispanic family, and if you know anything about those families, the men are very revered in more traditional cultures, of Latin cultures. So... Mm-hmm. I kind of came into the world kind of truly being the black sheep and not really kind of feeling that whole deal of, I don't think I'm going to be the little girl who's kind of put in the corner. I'm going to be the bold one who speaks out and kind of has my own drive and knows what I want, and I'm going to go after it. That was my intention. And then life kind of kicked in. At a very young age, I had to take on a very adult role to help with my father, who became very ill, and that kind of put me into a tailspin for a few years there about who I was and about what my roles were, because here I was 12 and I was taking care of an adult parent to an illness, and that really kind of thrust me into a lot of responsibility in adult roles that I wasn't really prepared for. And kind of tail spinning through that, I ended up getting married at a really young age. I mean, I met my husband when I was 19, and I was pregnant shortly thereafter. And we were young kids, and we were military. And so we had a whole lot of other stresses into our life there. And, you know, like every marriage, it started out good. And through the years, through our moves and things like that, you know, things change and things don't always work out. But but that wasn't the hardest part, you know, for me. The hardest part was trying to maintain who I was through some of those journeys and through all of that with culture changes and with moves and with always making friends and then having to leave after a few years and raising kids through all of this process and trying to achieve my own dreams of, want to get a college education, but I'm moving. And then we landed in Colorado. And my oldest son at the time was six or seven.
Okay.
And he started struggling in school. And to the point where they were calling me from work every day and saying, hey, you know, you need to come and get Anthony. He's under his desk again and he's crying and we can't get him out. He's been there for like 2 hours. So you know, that became a pretty routine way of life for a while. Doing that and not really knowing what was going on. But I'm going to fast forward the story a little bit because from there we went to Montana. So we're still in the military. So from there we went to Montana and when we were in Montana, things kind of got a little worse for him with the change of location, with the change of life, having new friends, and that's when I fully accepted the fact that my son was suffering from anxiety and depression. And it showed up in school. It didn't show up so much at home, but it showed up in school in a big way. And
right.
And so for me, having gone from where I was in Colorado and now moving to the small town in northern Montana where probably about 65,000 people in this town, there's a big military base. My calling was to go back to school and to become a special education teacher because I'd spent the last few years really working one-on-one with my son and really helping him. And I thought, wow, I love that. And I can help him even more if I become a teacher. Look at that. I could become his teacher.
Yeah.
So I did. So he was the drive for my career in education and through all those, you know, through all those many years, 15 years later, and through all his time in school, we made an agreement to each other that we would learn how to deal with the anxiety and the depression without any medication and without all of the traditional things that people go in out and do.
Patricia, you sound a lot like me. We never got into this conversation when we met and we spent the day together.
Yeah.
But that there's a lot of similarities there, so I'm really excited. Okay, go ahead. I just want to share that.
No, thank you. I know our conversation got pretty deep that day, but I enjoyed it. I'm glad. Yay. It's been a wonderful ride, but as I was growing through my teaching career, I realized I had a niche in that area of working with kids that were just like my son. So I'm going to fast forward again in our move to California, where my kids are now middle school and high school, and my son was still receiving special education services in school. The true beauty of being in California was the fact that I got a job teaching at the same school that he was at. So I was always accessible to him and always there. And, you know, should he need me in any way, but he had blossomed so much and was really stepping into his own gifts of how to care for himself and how to do what he needed to do. My oldest son is very much an old soul. He's a beautiful, beautiful boy and he's 29 now. And he's gone to college. He's graduated with honors in college and he's flourishing and he's thriving and he understands his gifts. He understands how to do all of those things. And I feel very blessed that I was a part of his journey to kind of do that. But I continued to extend that same thing throughout my career. And I really devoted my career to that and really enveloped myself into that. Along the way, my youngest son, not to disregard him or not to ignore him, but he flourished all on his own. He was very much a go-getter and a very out there kind of kid. You know, he was on it, full of confidence, full of whatever he could find. And I cherished him for all of that too. Just amazing kids, and I'm so blessed to have them in my life and have them. But they're a big part of my journey because a lot of what I do is really based out of how I've raised them and how the experiences they've taught me as a parent, which really helped me. Yeah, it's
right.
Amazing what your kids can teach you, isn't it? You're like,
oh my gosh. I've been saying that for years. I'm like, they are my greatest teachers. Man, they teach me patience. Sorry, I'll let you continue.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting to the punchline.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, when we got to California, a lot of things were going on in my life. You know, my sons were approaching graduation. My marriage was slowly disintegrating. My career in education was flourishing. So there was a lot of unbalance in a lot of areas, and I was trying to hold on to everything that I could at that point in time. I'm going to fast forward all the way to about 4 years ago when my life really just kind of fell apart. I was called into my boss's office one day. I'd been, at this point in time, I had moved up the ladders of education and become a special education administrator. And so I was developing programs for a large district that were based around kids, working with kids with social, emotional, and behavioral disorders and mental health issues. And I was called into their office one day, and they promptly told me that they were letting me go. That they no longer desired or needed my services for their program. Mm. And, you know, life gives you a lot of rejection, a lot of abandonment, a lot of hard hits in along the way. But for me, this was the first time. For me, this was truly the first time I was rejected by something that I truly, truly adored and felt in the core of my heart.
Yeah.
And it shattered me. It put me into a tailspin. You know, I was recovering from my divorce. My kids were already grown up and moved out of the house. I had just become a recent empty nester. I had just come out of a failed post-divorce relationship, and now I lost my job. I completely lost my identity and who I was because I had wrapped up who I was in that career.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything anymore. And I thought, holy fuck, how am I gonna deal with this? And the only thing that kept coming through my mind was, how the hell did I get here? And who the hell's gonna want me now? I mean, I was a hot mess, Tanya. I was a hot mess. And
I've had similar experiences, and definitely not your experiences, but similar experiences where going through a separation and, you know, moving on to the next phase of your life, that's a freaking transition.
It is. It is.
In itself, and never mind losing your job and trying to find all of these other things in the mix.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And it really threw me for a loop. I was really kind of walking around like a shattered shell. Like a shell of a person. I literally was walking around like that. And
so how long did you stay in that space for?
Probably about almost a year. So the funniest thing happened, though. Divine had an amazing plan for me that I was oblivious to, obviously. And Divine was really not shy about putting it into place. About a couple of weeks after I got laid off, I won tickets to go to a personal development seminar, of all things, right?
You won a ticket?
I won tickets to go to a personal development seminar. I had never gone to a personal development seminar ever in my life at that point. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go with it. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is by the end of that weekend, I realized how truly a hot mess I was. And that my life was at stake. and I needed to make some choices and I needed to make some changes. If I was truly going to survive and live the life I wanted, I needed to take some risks. I needed to trust that Divine would have my back on this next part of this journey. And I dove in. I hired a coach myself.
I'm going to pause you right there because everything that you're saying, I know that we have listeners on the show right now that are experiencing or have experienced that moment in their life where they've, you know, it's like all in, you know, go big or go home, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Like either I'm doing this or it's not going to happen. I've been there in my life a few times, but for everybody out there, it's like, thanks for sharing your story. Like there's just to show you that you're not the only person. You're not that unique that you hit a brick wall and you're like, shit. Right. And that's
yeah.
the thing that I think it was really mind blowing for me to learn was that shitty, beautiful things come from shitty situations. like you're going to experience some severe heartache and pain. And that's where the most beautiful things in life come from. But now it's almost becoming mainstream. Like you see quotes like that on Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier for people to really grasp. And just to add one more thing, going to a seminar, surrounding yourself with that much like-minded energy is life-changing in itself. Am I right?
Oh, it is. It is. And I don't know. Yeah, there is a whole cellular change that
yeah.
happens to you
that
in those moments.
Are just not aware of. I love going to workshops. I love getting together with my close friends and attending these workshops or events, seminars, because it's like exactly what you said, Patricia, on a cellular freaking level. You walk in there and it's like, poof, a wave. And that's
yeah,
where you create that momentum and carry it out, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll let you
yeah.
talk.
and that's exactly what it is. And I, you know, you just reminded me about something. I posted something on Instagram the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And in my last book that I wrote that I'm a co-author in, I'm in a international bestseller for personal development called The Change book series. Insight
well, hell, I should have started with that.
Yeah. Well, my chapter appropriately in that book is The Journey of the Hero. And so the other day I wrote a post and on Instagram, and it says, when you ask for divine guidance to heal your life, divine will shine a very bright light on all you need to look at, the good, the ugly, the stuff you really don't want to see, all the masks of fear we wear each day to hide the pain. It takes courage to endure the sharp pains of self-discovery. You get to choose the path of the spiritual warrior or the dull pain of unconsciousness that will last the rest of your life. And that is such a powerful phrase because it is. It's in that moment when you truly decide what is the value
yep.
of your life. What is it worth to endure
yep.
all of that initial pain to get to the beautiful garden on the other side?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I was just talking to a friend the other day, and he was saying how he attended, a seminar. And it was a really powerful seminar, whatever. But then he overheard some people talking about limitations, right? Still continuing the limiting conversation on themselves. And what I grabbed from that is that there's such a habit of conversation that we have every day. There's
mm-hmm.
such a habit of thought that we have every day that are affecting us and the choices that we make, and we are not even aware of it. And that's like why it's so imperative that we become conscious of the things that we say and what they really mean and how they're really limiting us or benefiting us. And by what you said, you know, making the decision, like when you say things like, I don't have enough money or I don't have enough time, those are decisions that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just
yeah, they are, and they
the
are the
way that you view it. They're exactly
right,
their decisions that you make and their beliefs that you've created. But thanks to the law of polarity, you can totally freaking transform that, right? Meaning
right.
duality. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
And you can bring awareness to that, you know, and that has
yeah.
been, you know, the beautiful part of my journey has really happened throughout it, but the most beautiful part of it has been this whole metamorphosis of tearing off all those masks and really revealing who my true inner hero is, who my own
yeah.
spiritual warrior is for me. And it is a process.
Uh-huh.
One of the activities that I give my clients when we're working through, and it's exactly what you were talking there about beliefs. I mean, we're all conditioned to believe something about everything. I mean, society
mm-hmm.
has created that construct for us through our news, through our media, through everything, through our advertisements, through what we buy, through where we go to the mall and shop, through the shows we watch on TV. We're really formed and shaped by all of that. And it's really designed
yeah.
to kind of keep us constricted. And kind of living
mm-hmm.
in that unconsciousness all the time, and to truly start breaking out of this, you know, in my first book, O Flux, How the Hell Did I Get Here? I really give
yeah.
a lot of those questions about how really identifying, looking where you're at right now, and kind of going, well, what do I want to do? What do I really think about money? What do I really think about relationships? What do I really think about family? So one of the things I ask my clients to do is kind of cut a piece of, you know, draw a four squares on a piece of paper, you know, put work or business in one square, put money in one square, put family in one square, and put relationships, like if you're married or if you're single or if you're dating somebody or in a relationship, in the other square there. It's kind of those four common things that we, you know, there's
okay.
like eight or nine areas,
so,
the main areas of life that...
I got family, mm-hmm. relationship. What are the other two?
Money. And then
money.
Work. And then whatever it is that your work, what brings in that income
okay.
for you, whether it's a career or a business or whatever, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Well, I'm going to ask you. Okay, perfect. I'm going to ask you to do in the relationship square, I want you to
yep.
draw a line down the middle and make two columns because one's going to be intimate and one's going to be friendship.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. Okay.
Okay. So what you're going to do is in each of those boxes, you're going to write down what are your beliefs about that. Like, so let's take money. What
okay.
are your beliefs about money? And just purely unfiltered, just the first thing that comes to your head, because that's always your very true thought, the first one that pops in your mind. What are your beliefs about
money?
Just write it down.
Oh, you don't, do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Money? Yeah, money comes easily and frequently. I know
good.
There's a couple of people listening on the line that are going to laugh their asses off right now because back in the day, we used to do these live video podcasts for Invest in Yourself with the co-creator
uh-huh.
who helped me create it way back when. And,
uh-huh.
And that was one thing that I shared with them. I would have my arms in the air and money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently. And I would demand that, right? And they would laugh their asses off at me. And I'm like, whatever, 2 years later, 3 years later, I'm still saying it. So money comes
That's
easily
right.
and frequently.
Good. Okay. What do you have one where you might have a negative belief or a limiting belief on? I love that you have something.
On money, something that a little gremlin that always creeps up is I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough to receive this amount of money. This is okay,
okay.
But not this amount of money.
Okay. So I want to ask yourself why. Why do you believe that?
And I totally don't
write it here.
Write
it down,
didn't I? Okay.
You did.
Okay. Why? Why? The first thing that comes to mind is because you don't know as much as that person knows, or you need to know more, you need to be doing more, things like that.
Okay. One more time, why? Why do you believe that?
Need to know more, need to get more. Again, I think it's because I feel like I should be doing more to earn or be worthy of.
Why? Why do you feel?
Oh, God. I do this process on my clients.
I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you right now. Just kind of say.
Okay.
Right? So as you keep digging in, you keep revealing limiting beliefs are like an onion.
Yeah.
You know, there's that outer encompassing skin, and as you keep getting deeper and deeper, you keep peeling away that onion until you get to that beautiful nugget inside that reveals the truth that you're able to truly kind of address and kind of transform that thought.
Yeah.
And it's a scary process for a lot of people because it requires you to go deep, to look at all of those layers. Look at all those sharp corners, those pains, those cuts, those wounds that we've all keep putting Band-Aids over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
It is. It's an interesting and a fun process to go. It's a fun for process for me. My clients may not think so much, but at the end,
no.
They're really, really laughing at this because we can really transform this into a process of forgiveness and showing this limiting the belief, which is really a fear-based thing in our lives, and showing this fear-based thing, once we address it and bring it to the surface, really teaching, I really work on teaching my clients on how to transform that from fear into love.
Yeah.
And move, and be able to move through it.
Yeah.
And release it from their life. I mean, that's just the beauty of it all.
Absolutely. Another thing that I recognize this process, and absolutely it's one that I use on my clients when they're really stuck, right? And and you're certified in life coaching, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I was just talking to somebody the other day, like the difference between consulting and coaching are the powerful questions that you're taught to ask your clients, right? And it's
yeah.
Literally like these questions are questions to guide your clients through a self-discovery. You're not telling them. You're not mentoring. You're not consulting. You're coaching, right? That's the difference.
Right.
And with this particular process, I love because it's almost like you hit a brick wall and you keep answering the same thing until you ask that one more time, and then you, boom, you broke through to the subconscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
more
true.
comes up. Yeah, and so this process, I'm telling you, is the only process that I use where my clients have the biggest breakthroughs, and they come back and they're like, that was my favorite. That was my favorite, because they literally were conscious through the entire process of it. It's really cool.
Yeah. It is really cool. And I do it, you know, a lot of the work that I do is really, because I've spent so much time in education teaching children how to rebuild relationships, how to rebuild relationships with themselves, how to rebuild relationships with their parents, and how to teach parents
how to rebuild that relationship within the family. I bring a lot of that to my programs that I offer my clients. And I work a lot in relationships and in really helping women find that destined love, that true love that they want. I mean, we're so conditioned to believe so many things about how we should be and how we should act and how we should be this based on all sorts of input, whether it's from our moms, whether it's from our dads, whether it's from culture, whether it's from our friends, our girlfriends, and everything. And we kind of forget who we are as women. And we carry all of that pain from past relationships with us. And we unknowingly, a lot of times, I catch myself a lot so much that I bring a lot of these gremlins from way beyond. You know, having grown up with brothers, I was conditioned a lot of ways on how a girl was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time
stuck
in that process. And a lot of that shows up in my relationships with men. And so I've spent a great deal of time in working through a lot of those processes. And I take my clients through that too, because they don't even think about it. You don't ever realize sometimes how much some of that stuff really filters in and really blocks you from really finding that true love and opening your heart fully and being fully the high-value woman that you are, the goddess that you are, in order to accept and receive and allow love into your life.
And I love that phrase, high-valued woman. I invite everybody listening to write that down and really begin to call yourselves that, a high-valued woman. I love that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's powerful.
It is powerful, and we forget that. As women, we forget that. And I believe all of us, sister goddesses, really are really high valued women. We truly need to uncover that and reveal that part of ourselves. That's truly what's gonna attract all of that love and excitement, all that of men, you know, and you know, working that plan and really attracting those high quality guys that are really gonna cherish a high value.
Yeah.
Really want that type of woman in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a process that I've been working myself, and it's a powerful process, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, that's I'm listening intently right now. I may or may not be dabbling in beginning a new relationship, so definitely falling off your every word right now. So you just shared with us a lot of what you do. Like, what type of, do you offer packages? Do you coach people one-on-one? Do you do, you know, how do you do that? How long does somebody work with you before they're like, oh, I love myself and I'm totally ready to give myself to somebody or whatever the case is, or open myself up to that?
Well, you know, most of my packages range anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And really, it's how you show up in my packages. If you show up full-on ready to play, believe me, you know, you can see results immediately and really kind of in some of the things that you do and some of the process that I take you through. I really focus on getting you the results in the fastest time using proven strategies that I know work.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, if you're ready to show up and play full on, so am I. And I will be there with you.
Yeah, that's amazing. So for all you ladies, even gents out there, do you work with men too?
I do. No.
You
I
do?
I love working with men. Yeah.
They're
fun to work with. They're fun to work
with. Oh, I know. I just had a gentleman, another gentleman sign up for the Invest in Yourself course, and I'm super excited because they always bring a mix of energy to the crowd. I love it as well. Okay, so this process that we were doing here with the four boxes,
So mm-hmm. for every box, do they divide it into two sections?
No. They don't have
okay,
to.
Just
they
relationship.
They want to,
okay,
just the relationships, because you know you have your people tend to always just kind of block those into different things. You know, they have their intimate
mm-hmm.
relationship, whether it's their marriage or their committed relationship that they're in, or they're
okay.
you know, someone who they just started dating. But then they have their friendships, you know, their best friends and their, you know, the people that they hang out with and things like that. So that's why those are just a little bit different. There's a little bit of a diversity there.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
then you have family, which is a totally separate category
mm-hmm.
itself. Family is more of, if you have children, you have that family unit, but then you also have your siblings and your parents and your aunts and uncles and all of those things, because that's a whole another dichotomy of people right there and a whole another relationship level there.
Yeah.
That we need to look at.
And
yeah.
then for each area, you ask yourself, what are your beliefs about it?
Yeah, what are your beliefs about that? Like, what is the story you keep telling yourself about this? Why it can't get any better? Why it can't get any better? Why doesn't it ever change? What's that story that you keep holding on to as to why this never changes?
Okay.
Or why you're having unhappiness with it, or why you don't ever see a change in it. There's always a story there.
Yeah. Always.
And it's breaking, yeah, and it's deconstructing that story.
And
usually
a lot
about
of times,
five or seven.
What's that? I was just going to say, a lot of times, unless we're asked what the story is, we're not really aware of it.
Right?
We just,
because it's something
we
so unconsciously. But it's like an autopilot deal. Yeah,
it is. So I really believe that for everybody listening here today, if you take Patricia's, this tool that she just provided you guys with, do the four boxes, money, business, family, relationship, in relationship, intimate, and friendship, divide that up, and you ask yourself, what's your story that you keep telling yourself? I am almost 100% sure that you guys are going to experience a shift just by becoming aware.
It's usually about five or seven whys that you're going to really start getting to the meat of things.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing that tool with everybody.
Oh, you're very welcome.
If people wanted to get a hold of you and they wanted to work with you, because let's face it, almost nobody, unless you begin this journey into self-love, completely loves and accepts themselves. So if there's somebody out here listening and they're like, you know what, I'm done. I want to experience that. I just want to be happy. I just want to love me for me. I just want to, you know, experience happiness pretty much. How can they get a hold of you?
They can find me on my website, SoulfulSuccessSecrets.com.
SoulfulSuccessSecrets.com.
Yeah, a lot of S's in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's all good. You know what I'm going to get you to do? You're on the events page, right?
I am.
Yeah, after the show, go and post that Soulful Success Secrets. Your website there. And do you have, are you offering our listeners anything? Maybe like a little freebie session?
I do. I have a couple
things.
Woohoo!
Okay, good. I'm like, shit, I forgot to talk to you about this.
I do offer a 30-minute breakthrough session. And along with that 30-minute breakthrough session, you get a copy of both of my books, my Oflex, How Did I Get Here, and my Change Book series. So,
I want those. I got to read those.
A cup of coffee,
I'm going to email you.
Conversation. Good.
Yeah. That is awesome. So for everybody listening, all they got to do is pretty much go to your website, right?
Right. And go to my website, and there's an application section there that they can fill out, and that'll kind of get on my calendar. Or they can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook at Soulful Success Secrets, my business page. And they can drop me a private message and say, hey, I heard you on Tanya's radio show. And give me their email address, their name and the email address.
Did you know that I just Googled Soulful Success Secrets on Facebook, and there's like 1,000 people talking about it. That's what it said. Just saying.
Nice.
That's super
Very
cool.
Very good.
Oh, I'm already on it. Never mind. I knew I was on it. Oh, that's awesome. I love that on your Facebook page. Again, guys, Soulful Success Secrets. You get onto it, and there's that banner. It looks different than my page. I like it better. The Ultimate Relationship Blueprint.
Yes. If they go to my website, actually, they can download a free PDF on how to begin creating your relationship blueprint. So there's all sorts
that's
of freebies.
Cool.
Look at that. Yeah.
That is super cool. And that's what I love about this show. You just hop on and it's like, all right, let's share with everybody, you know, all this freaking life-changing information and here's some freebies. Have fun.
Yes.
What an amazing way to give back, right?
I know. I love helping people, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So I got people on the chat here. I got people on the live chat here in Blog Talk Radio. I got people listening live. I got people messaging me about this. So I know that there's quite a few people listening live to this radio show. If you guys have any questions, either pop them into the chat box. If you're feeling like stuck in your relationship, or if you want to create a relationship. I got another 13 minutes left with Patricia that I'm sure she will share some free content and information with you guys. If you guys have any relationship questions, I invite you, send in your questions now. I'm just looking. There's a ton of people listening right now. Yeah, so they might just be taking it all in. I know it's a few weeks ago I had somebody I was interviewing somebody on the show, and they were messaging me saying, I'm too scared to call in. I get that, you guys. But what do we hear every week, Patricia? 90% of success is showing up. So if you guys are serious, you want to make a change, show up, Jen, and that might make all the difference in the world.
Right, and there's no stupid question. Right? There's no such thing.
None.
Every question is great.
Yeah.
Somebody else may need to hear the same question.
That's right.
So I wanted to share something really quick about a client who, when we did this process of the four boxes that we just did, she realized that in the family area, she really didn't like her. She really wasn't getting along with her mother-in-law. And through that process, she realized that she was taking out her anger for her mother-in-law. She was taking it out on her husband, and she couldn't figure out why her marriage really wasn't working. And the minute she had that realization that she was making him pay for her anger towards her mother-in-law, her relationship shifted so big. And I'll literally say this. She said, we haven't had sex in like 6 months. And literally that moment that I made that shift, we've been having sex and talking about having another baby.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's how powerful that can be. Well, that's like improving somebody's entire life. Like, they could have been divorced, on the verge of divorcing. Like, not having sex in 6 months, jeez.
She was.
Do you have... Sorry.
She was talking about how they were just roommates. I mean, how their marriage just really wasn't there, that they were just roommates. They were just kind of existing, raising their son.
Yeah.
But that one realization really shifted her mindset and shifted her relationship. Yeah. Powerful.
Yeah, that is very powerful. What other successes do your clients experience?
I worked with a male client not too long ago who was completely shattered after a relationship, had his heart broken, and just wasn't really, he didn't know what he was going to do. I mean, he was completely torn apart. And I took him through, a radical relationship discovery process that I used for him. And we went through a couple of different things. We dug deep. We went through a compulsion for completion activity where, you know, you kind of realize we all get compulsive about we need somebody to complete us. And really the journey is about completing yourself before you allow another complete soul in. And so we went through that, and then he learned how to break up without falling apart, so we could look at all of those pieces of, like, well, why are you falling apart, and where is this coming from, and what's the need that's behind that, and where do we need to build that love in? And went through that whole process, and he is doing beautifully now. He feels so much stronger and ready and healthier to be in another relationship.
Wow.
And, he was to the point where he would text me some days and he's like, I don't know if I can do it today. I don't know if I can do it today. I'm struggling. And I feel like, you know, he said that he was having suicidal thoughts. He's like, I know I probably won't ever go through with it, but I'm just having these thoughts. This is how deep it is. And you know, I helped him work through that and get to a better place. He ultimately decided he needed to see a therapist, which was good, which was all good on him. And and that was the route. So he's doing much better now. And, we keep posted and keeps me up to date on his love adventures. And it's nice. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I love every single one of my clients. Like, they're my best friends. They are, and that's what I put in my intentions, is that, you know, every single one of my clients are deep, you know, soul friends. And that's what I love about working with clients. That's part of what I love about it, is that you just make so many you create so many new relationships.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I do. I don't think I've ever really lost touch with any of my clients.
Yeah, a lot of my clients follow me on Facebook. They stay with me, you know, connected in that way.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, I'm really happy that you agreed to come on the show. I'm really happy that I met you out in Laguna Beach. That was a fabulous day. And you actually get to live there. Well, not in Laguna Beach, but you live. Where do you live?
I live down the road in sunny San Diego. It's not much different from Laguna.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times, and I actually had somebody say something about some seminar happening in Laguna Beach, and I'm like, hell yeah, I am there. Because it's literally, like, now one of my favorite places.
Beautiful.
So I'm dabbling with kind of daydreaming about later on, like after my kitties grow up, maybe that'll be a place that I want to live part-time. I just love the town. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. A lot of these coastal communities down here in Southern California are just amazing. Yeah.
I love that you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning and everybody's playing beach volleyball. Like, everybody's up. They're active. They're... You know what I mean? Like, there's a Whole Foods on every corner. I love it.
The whole lifestyle of, get your ass up, get moving.
Yeah, exactly. There's a yoga studio on every corner. What's that?
There's no sleeping in over here.
No, I know. Anyways, I'm celebrating you coming on the show. I'm so blessed to have you in my life, not only on this show, but I mean, it's just a new connection, right? And thank you very much for coming on and offering all the listeners so many amazing freebies. And don't forget, you guys, Soulful Success Secrets. Go on over there and get all your freebies. And and go like Patricia's page.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Tanya, for having me on your show. It's been such a wonderful blessing and honor. And I enjoyed our chat, our conversation. It's always good to hear your voice again and talk to you and hang out.
Thank you. Well, the next time I'm down there, because I will be down there again, I will connect. We'll connect. We'll get together.
Okay? Yeah, definitely. Yes. We will do
okay,
that.
Okay, so you take care. Have an amazing day. I'm going to go get ready for my Money Mindset Makeover webinar happening in like 35 minutes. So everybody listening, make sure you get on over there and get the free training. Patricia, show up. No, I'm just joking. It's all about creating your very own VIP day.
Cool.
Yeah.
I do those.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, have an amazing
I wish you
Yeah.
Have an amazing day. I wish you great success.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye. And for everybody else still on the line, thank you so much for joining me. I am totally buzzing. I love having these brilliant people come on the line. I love being able to talk to people who know a hell of a lot more than I do, because that's exactly how I'm going to keep learning and pushing myself. And don't forget to enroll your kids, empoweringkidsprogram.com. Only a few spots left in week one of the Empowering Kids Nature program. You guys aren't going to want to miss that. So take care. I love you all. And until next week, we have like 4 weeks lined up of ridiculously amazing, successful speakers. So tune in next week. Take care, guys. Bye.